commercial air flights and prevents people from being kicked off once they've already boarded. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The unemployment line's getting a bit shorter, according to today's report from the U.S. Labor Department. It shows 207,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Analysts had been expecting the number today to come in at right about 213,000, or about 6,000 more than what did come in. The biggest jumps in the report, when it comes to the number of claims, we're in the Carolinas, which are still trying to climb back after Hurricane Florence, as well as in Kentucky and California. Steepest declines in first-time claims were seen in Georgia, New Jersey, Texas, and New York. It turns out Amazon is eliminating bonuses and stock awards to help pay for the hourly raises it announced earlier this week. The retailer said Tuesday that beginning in November, it will pay all of its U.S. workers at least $15 an hour. But now to help pay for those wage increases, Amazon says it will eliminate the monthly bonuses and stock awards for warehouse workers. The pay raise coming as Amazon is planning to hire about 100,000 seasonal workers for the holidays. And Sarah Palin's 29-year-old son, Track, is going to jail. He was kicked out of a therapeutic court for veterans yesterday by a judge after being arrested Friday night for allegedly assaulting his ex-girlfriend. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11.04 a.m., it is 63 degrees in Flemington, and it looks like most of the fog and mist has burned off. Today, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Tonight, the chance of showers and thunderstorms continues, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 56. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 67, and the northeast wind blowing in. Is that the one that brings Mary Poppins?
Wind from the east.
East.
Mist coming in.
Saturday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 67.
Like something is brewing.
Seven?
About to begin.
Sorry.
Can't put me finger on what lies in store. But I feel what's to happen has all happened before.
With that, we will be right back with the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
New York on Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down if Sunday life's a ball.
All right, I'm lost. Why?
I just felt like New Bobby York Darin this morning.
Did you really?
I did.
Didn't know you were a Bobby Darin fan. Didn't even know you knew he existed.
I'm wild, cool, and swinging, just like Bobby Darin.
Very nice. He used to be a frequent guest on the Andy Williams Show. You must know that.
Yes. I'm sure that's where I...
Die Tragically Young. Good movie about him, unfortunately, starring Kevin Spacey, called... Kevin Spacey did a great job in it, but obviously Kevin Spacey didn't do a great job with the rest of his life. Beyond the Sea, it's called. The story about Bobby Darin. He had a heart condition. His whole entire life was supposed to die as a child. But hung in there until about his mid-40s, I think.
I'm going to untangle myself before I strike.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. And Bobby Darin, Information Center. starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. I found very tangy today. Am I very loud? No, I guess not. Maybe my headphones are on too high. Of course, things I should be saying in my head and not speaking out loud. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the annual HCL Amateur Photography Show is now on display in the main gallery at HCL headquarters. Stop by and vote for your favorite picture. The Manhattan Short Film Festival is this week, and there is still a chance to catch a screening at HCL or NCB. Actually, just HCL. I believe all the NCB screenings are complete. We'll fill you in on that. Jennifer is not saying she's Batman, but have you ever seen her and Batman in the same room together? The Friends of HCL annual Tricky Tray, October concerts and speakers, and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
What's new? Jennifer is in the process of moving the South County Branch Library from its current location to East Amwell. How's it going, Jennifer?
It's going very well, in spite of the fact that it's a little bit smaller. So we're doing some finagling and some moving around.
So when is our grand opening?
October 20th at 10 a.m.
Saturday, October 20th, 10 a.m.
And I expect we'll have a soft opening earlier in the week.
Okay.
But people are stopping by. I've already sent two bags of returns back.
Very good. So the South County Branch Library, that was in Lamberville the past 8 years?
Six
years? Is moving back to its old location in East Amwell. Big news. So Saturday, October 20th, if you can join us that day, we'll have light refreshments. Maybe you can rub elbows with some of your county freeholders and library commissioners. Jennifer Winberry herself in the flesh. We should have done the radio show from the soft opening from...
Oh, yeah.
All the electricity that would be coursing through the air that day.
I would like to thank everybody. I think it's American Libraries and Schools. I don't know all their names.
Is the new sign done?
The new sign is up. Oh, you haven't seen it?
No. Haven't I?
It was sent
to... How big is it?
It's over the door. It's big.
Oh, yeah?
Nobody sent you a picture?
Does it look good?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You didn't get a picture? James sent it to everybody.
Maybe. I don't remember.
I think you did. So, but thanks to Gary and Antoine and Keith and all the guys. I'm going to forget their names. Frank.
If this isn't the Academy Awards, Jennifer.
I know.
It's okay.
It's okay. But they've really been good, and they're good.
Well, thanks for their help. And looking forward to seeing the South County Branch opened.
Yes.
The HCL Amateur Photography Show. We've been talking about this for weeks. The entries are closed. The judging has been completed. The pictures are on the wall, Jennifer. We have a very impressive show. Everyone that's seen it is saying that the quality is incredible. Actually, a bump up from previous years. So you got to stop by and see for yourself. Actually, it is very good. The Hunterdon County scenes just themselves, I think, are exceptional. So there's several categories. There's a lot of wildlife pictures and florals and black and whites. There's a student category. Hunterdon County scenes and other scenic landscapes, human interest pictures, still lifes, abstracts, they're all there. So stop by the main gallery of the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12 in Flemington anytime in October. If you stop by before October 10th, which is our awards ceremony, and if you could join us at our awards ceremony, you're more than welcome. It's Wednesday, October 10th at 6:30 p.m. We'll announce the winners and give out the awards. There'll be cash prizes for first place in each category. But you have until then to vote for your favorite photograph. There's a special Public's Choice Award that will be given. So stop by, vote. One vote for one picture, please. And we like to hand out a Public's Choice every year. So this has been going on. I've been thinking, Jennifer, it's almost 30 years now we've been doing the photography show. Unbelievable.
Wow.
There's too many things in my life that I've been doing for almost 30 years.
You've been married 30 years, right? Almost? No.
Almost 24.
I forgot we were married the same year.
I've done way too many things for over two decades in my life. It's time to start doing some new things.
Do you find it hard to believe?
Hard to believe what?
You've been doing 30 years?
It's very surreal, Jennifer. I shouldn't be doing anything for 30 years. I want to be 18 again.
Do you?
Yes, you don't.
Mm.
No? Somebody walked up to you right now and said, I'll put you back to your 18th birthday. You wouldn't do it?
I guess I would.
Why wouldn't you?
I'd probably rather.
Because there's the repercussions of, you know, you have to go find your husband again or your wife, or and you don't have your kids anymore, so that's kind of a gamble.
Well, I wouldn't have Kara or
Jake or Will anymore. That would be the one holdback.
I would say 17.
But I don't know. I guess that would hurt their feelings if I said I would do it.
But you'd have to know what you know now.
But I would gamble and guess I could, if I met Lori, I would have Kara again. I guess. I know, but then I might not have ever met Lori because I wouldn't have made some mistakes I made earlier in my life.
So,
not saying that marrying my wife was a mistake, but I made a previous mistake that led to me meeting my way. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, you're picking a good day to talk about this because I'm becoming kind of, not mournful, but reflective.
Nostalgic?
I don't know, nostalgic. Wishful.
Why?
Because of my impending 50th birthday.
Okay, Jennifer will be turning 50 on October what?
8th.
October 8th? Oh, my gosh. That's right. You won't be here.
It's a federal holiday.
We can't celebrate your birthday. Is that Monday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Columbus Day. That's actually the anniversary of me starting at the library.
Really? Oh, that's funny. 30 years ago, right?
31.
31.
Yes. There's that number again. So, happy birthday. What are your plans?
Thank you. I haven't even thought about it yet because I've been so involved with South County. It's been happening very quickly. So it's been
I'm assuming
quickly.
You're not having a surprise birthday because I wasn't invited.
No.
But maybe I wasn't invited and you are having a 50th birthday surprise party.
I don't know. I think some of my aunts and uncles.
I've already achieved that goal, Jennifer, and it's really nothing. I thought 40 was probably more traumatic than 50.
I was trying to remember 40, and I couldn't.
40, I think, was. I don't think I did it. I did a big party for Lori for her 40th. I didn't have anything. Lori had a big party for me on my 50th. It's just embrace it. What else are you going to do?
I don't have any choice.
Unless someone walked in right now and said you could go back to your 18th birthday.
No, I want to go back to 17.
Why?
Because I was already in college when I was 18.
Okay.
And I would change that.
So you'd be picky? So if someone walked in right now and said, and you would...
Oh, no.
You
no.
would negotiate with them, Jennifer?
No, I would yeah.
Okay, it's got to be time for our first commercial break. I know I've been wasting time here.
It sure is.
Okay.
So we'll be right back after this break.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about
welcome back to the Library Show. I think my microphone's fixed itself. I don't sound so loud unless you turn me down. I don't know. I got to stop just talking about production questions.
Where did I have to do that in real
life? It's for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date. Today is October 4th. I'll ask her about events that happened on October 4th in years past. I'll also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on October 4th. Does she know who they are just by hearing their names? Do you know who they are just by hearing their names? Let's find out. Let's go back to October 4th, 1876. The first public institution of higher education in Texas opens. Which one was it? Texas, 1876.
Rice.
Good guess. Texas A&M.
That was rather choice.
What does A&M stand for?
I don't know.
It's a good question. It's a good trivia question. I'm going to write that one down. Okay, Jennifer. 1941, October 4th, the character Willie Gillis debuts. Any idea? I can't give you any more than that right now, but Willie Gillis, a character, very popular character, 1941 debuts in public in print.
That's a comic story.
Kind of.
Not
really.
Steamboat Willie?
No.
No.
Willie Gillis. He debuts on the cover of a magazine, Jennifer.
Oh, no. I would say Mad Magazine, but...
Incorrect.
That's
Alfred E. Newman or whatever. Willie Gillis was a character character that appeared on several covers of the Saturday Evening Post during World War II. Artist was Norman Rockwell. Willie Gillis, people came to identify him. He was just a young man that went through things that people went through during World War II and became very endearing to the American public. Willie Gillis. And then, like, he'd be at war or heading to war, then at what he was doing at the war, then when he came home from the war and went to college.
And he went fishing?
I think they just had, I think the last one was having him just at a college in a dorm room reading books or something. I think that was the last one.
Interesting.
But then there were several other ones, getting care packages. And it was very, you should look up the series sometimes. It really helped America deal with the war, Jennifer. Norman Rockwell, of course, one of the great, actually very important artists just for documenting how America was from the 20s up into the 70s. I mean, things that you would forget, just his paintings were so detailed. I'm a very big Norman Rockwell fan. If you are too, you can go to his museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. They have his studio still intact there and all of his work. His paintings now go for millions upon millions of dollars, but a very important artist in American history because he documented American life, probably from the late teens on and through the 60s, 70s. 1957, Jennifer, yes?
Would you like to know what A&M stands for?
Yes.
It is the Agricultural and Mechanical College of Texas.
That's very good.
And
okay,
it was
I'm
going to
need that one as a trivia question.
Yeah.
Okay, 1957, Jennifer, what becomes the first artificial satellite to orbit the Earth?
Mir.
Incorrect.
Nope. Don't know.
Sputnik 1. Sputnik 1 on this date orbits the Earth and is the first artificial satellite to do so. Obviously not counting the moon, but it orbits the Earth all the time.
That's not artificial.
No. 1965, Jennifer.
As far as I know.
What pope begins the first papal visit to the Americas on this date? This is the first pope to visit the Americas on this date in 1965. No pope before that has ever come to the Eastern Hemisphere or the Western Hemisphere.
I'm sure my
That's unbelievable.
And my mother's home.
Why would no pope before 1965 come to the Western Hemisphere?
Paul the.
That's unacceptable.
Paul the 23rd.
Paul is the right name. You got to subtract by many numbers. Paul the 6th.
The 6th.
Yeah, Pope Paul the 6th. Okay, Jennifer, born on this date in 1861, Frederick Remington.
He was an American painter, and he did a lot of Western painting.
Very good. Most famous for painting the Old West. I guess another important artist capturing scenes of the Old West before it was tamed and urbanized. 1923, Charlton Heston.
He's an actor. He played Moses.
He did.
You're looking for more.
One more big epic.
The Ten Commandments. Oh, no. Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur, my
the
goodness.
The Ten Commandments is Moses. Jennifer. Row well and live, number 41. That's Ben-Hur. Okay, 1956, Christoph Waltz.
W-A-L-T-Z.
Yeah. What year were you born?
68.
68, okay. Christoph Waltz.
Mm-mm.
No idea?
Nope.
An actor, very popular today, Jennifer. He's been in plenty of movies. Have you ever seen Inglourious Basterds?
No.
No. Have you ever seen Water for Elephants?
No, I don't like circuses.
Have you ever seen Django Unchained?
Nope. I'm looking at his list. I don't.
You don't know who this guy is? He's a great actor.
Oh, Tulip Fever I saw.
Okay. I haven't seen it. I've never even heard of it. So obviously a depressing movie.
Yes. No, it's about Tulip
Fever. He's a great actually. Water for Elements is a very good movie, and he might have won an Academy Award for it. He's a great actor. And in Inglourious Basterds, he was a Nazi captain or something like that, another great role for him. Just a great actor, Jennifer. I feel bad that you've missed all his movies, except Tulip Fever or whatever it was called. Okay, then died on the stage, Jennifer, in 1669, Rembrandt.
Another artist. He did etchings. I don't know what period he is. Renaissance?
Country? Anything?
Germany?
One of the Dutch masters, Dutch. Jennifer.
We have an etching.
What is Rembrandt's first name?
Oh, I don't know.
Rembrandt.
But.
His last name is something else. What?
There was an actor, a director, and I don't remember who,
mm-hmm.
who did, when you know at dusk when it's kind of dusky, but then there's light shining through, and they call that Rembrandt lighting.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Okay, then finally, 1944, died Al Smith.
Was he the former mayor of New York City?
Very good. I thought you might know that since you're such a New York fan. They say one of the greatest mayors of all time in New York City. Just the very popular mayor of New York City, Al Smith, did some great things back in the early part of the last century, I believe, Jennifer. I don't exactly remember how long his term was. Al Smith. And that's today in history, October 4th. Maybe we'll make some history today, October 4th, 2018. Maybe something will happen today that in years to come we'll read on this show. Maybe 20, 30 years from now, since I tend to do things. I wonder how long our radio show will last.
It's already, I'm surprised we're coming up on our, starting our seventh year.
It is?
Yeah.
What month did it start?
October.
October? Mm-hmm. So we've done 6 years of the radio show? It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Not 20 years, but we're getting there.
No, but it's it's longer than I thought we would ever do.
Just do things for a long time, Jennifer. I guess that's just my personality. I just find things and stick with it. I like to, let's not psychoanalyze me, though.
People
get depressed. I want to thank all the businesses that participated in our discounts for the Hunterdon County Library card in September. It was wildly popular. We're going to do it again next September. So if you're a local businessman and didn't participate this year, we'd love to have you next year. So every September it's National Library Card Month, and we celebrate by offering, not us personally, but the library partners with local businesses to offer discounts to everyone that shows the Hunterdon County Library Card. And you can still get a Hunterdon County Library Card anytime, any month of the year, by stopping by any of the libraries and filling out an application. It takes a scant minute or so, and then you're one of us.
Do you have the list of... Oh, no, the winners haven't been announced yet. Never mind.
Yes, the winners will be announced next Wednesday, Jennifer, at the annual Photography Show Awards Ceremony. Refreshments will be served. We'd love to see you there. We had a program last night at the Hunterdon County Library. Francine and Joel Music presented A Love Affair with the Movies. And they sang songs. Actually, it was very well presented. So Joel is a piano player, and then I don't think Francine was there. It was a substitute singer. Her name was PJ or something. And so it was good. He would start by playing like some of the music just on piano from a movie musical, like Sound of Music. Mm-hmm. He would play the Sound of Music, and then she would sing a song from it. Like, so they did. He did a couple things from Sound of Music and piano that introduced her, and then she did like Edelweiss, and then they move on to another movie. I thought it was very well presented. The crowd really liked it. Francine and Joel Music. If you Google them online, they have many other subjects that they sing about besides movies. So we may have them back. It was very good. We have usually two concerts a month at the Hunterdon County Library. Our next one in October is October 24th, Wednesday, October 24th at 7 p.m. We have the Long Hill String Band, folk and bluegrass music. If you're interested in that, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's an events calendar right there that you click on. Go to the date, October 24th, click on the program, and sign up right there. You could be done by the time I finish this sentence. As quick as you can say, Bob's your uncle.
Bob is my uncle.
Do you have an Uncle Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a good guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? So what's Bob's story?
He's the oldest cousin of 36. He was 88.
36 cousins? Mm-hmm. What a good Catholic family that is.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
And how old is Bob?
88.
Wow. Good for him. Has Bob ever listened to our show? Where does Bob live?
Tom's River. He's probably too busy.
He's too busy?
He's a very busy guy.
So everybody strives to be Bob then.
Oh, yeah.
What does the term "Bob's your uncle" mean?
That's
got to be an English. It's got to be an English thing.
Like British.
Yes, like British, Jennifer.
It's unknown, or it's of unknown origin. But oddly enough, Ireland. It's the theory
is. Well, that's
not
unknown. Ireland's a place, Jennifer, that exists.
That the expression arose after Conservative Prime Minister Bob Cecil appointed his nephew, Arthur Balfour, as Chief Secretary for Ireland in 1887, an act which apparently was both surprising and unpopular. But a more plausible expression takes note of the full expression, Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, as was common with coded Cockney languages, such as the famous Cockney rhyming slang, a word or phrase that is paired with an associated word or phrase.
That was another quote from Mary Poppins.
What?
And as soon as you say Bob's your uncle, the most amazing things begin to happen. He's talking about Mary Poppins. And then they jump into a chalk picture.
I liked that scene.
Which P.L. Travers did not like at all, the author of Mary Poppins. That was the sticking point why that movie took so long to be made. She didn't want any animation.
I used to have a puzzle of the carousel scene.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Cool. And then what song did they sing right after that? You sure Mary
Poppins? They sang Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's correct.
While they were in the chalk.
Actually, they sang Jolly Holiday first, then they went on the carousel, and then she went into the horse race from the carousel, and then they asked her to describe how she felt for winning the horse race, and she said one word described it all, Jennifer.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I used to have a board game that was the horse race, a Mary Poppins horse race board game.
So you were into Mary Poppins, obviously.
We have to find it. If we find it in the attic still, I'm going to bring it to you because you love horse racing and you love
Mary
Poppins.
If you find it in the attic, I'm sure it's not in very good condition.
You have no idea. We have a pristine attic.
You have a pristine attic?
Yes. Everything up there is like, my mother keeps bringing it to things down and they're still good.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How is that possible with the excessive heat and the excessive cold of the seasons of Hunterdon County? They're
packaged. Yeah, they're very conscious.
Whatever
of
the term is.
That's not the one I had.
What are we doing today, Jennifer? We're just on a ramble here.
I know.
The Manhattan Short Film Festival. We have one more showing. If you don't know what it is, once a year, the Manhattan Short Film Festival shows their 9 finalists from over 1,500 entries that are received from 73 countries. And then the one weekend of the year, a select amount of venues show these movies. And the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch are two such venues. And there's only a few venues in New Jersey, Jennifer, so we're proud to be two of the very few venues in New Jersey. So what happens is they show you all 9 films. They're very short, between 8 to 12 minutes. And then you vote for which your favorite film is. You also vote for your favorite actor. And then these films and actors could win awards. And actually, one of these films could be nominated for an Academy Award. So this is very important. So we've had 4 showings already. There is one more showing to go, and it's this Saturday, October 6th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12 in Flemington. No sign-up is necessary. You can just stop in. Once again, it starts at 2 p.m., and it's in our meeting room, the Manhattan Short Film Festival. I understand we had a first-time program last week, Story Slam, and I understand one very well.
Yes,
but they want to do it again, so that's always a plus, Jennifer.
Did you decide on that date?
No.
Okay, because I booked the room for the 15th of November.
Oh, they wanted to do it that soon?
Yes.
Oh.
So I'm waiting to hear about it.
So that's very good news then.
Yeah, because we had just canceled the program for that day, so I booked it. So we'll find out if that's the date, but it's looking like November 15th.
So the next story is on November 15th. You can either come and listen to the stories, or you can be one of the storytellers yourselves. There'll be prizes for the winners. Refreshments will be served. It sounded like a nice night. Maybe I'll try to make the November 15th one. Is that a Thursday?
Thursday.
Excellent.
You know what we should do? We should have the winning storyteller
come on the radio
show.
Come
on the radio show and tell their story.
That could be one of the prizes. Good idea, Jennifer. You're making a note of that?
I am.
Okay, the time is 11:34. Jim Gannot will be in about 23 minutes with his show, Taking Care of Business, which follows us every Thursday here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We have
there's some activity on Main Street.
See, there we go. That could be the event that we're going to be talking about for years to come. The Great Fire of Flemington might have just started,
Jim,
Jennifer.
You've jinxed us.
I don't have that kind of power with the universe, Jennifer. I've tried. I think you do.
No, I do not.
To impact the world negatively.
Yes. That I would believe.
That didn't come out. That came out kind of mean.
No,
I mean it that way.
I'm used to it, believe me.
You're used to that, what, me being mean
not
too?
Not you, me being. Not you particularly.
I don't have any of the October programs in front of me, Jennifer, so you're going to have to help me out. But I do have one.
How'd you get in?
Get in what?
I don't know how to help you out. How can I help you out? I don't know how you got in. It's a joke that my clerk driver tells a joke all the time. Glenn. I said, Glenn, you got to help me out. I don't know how you got in.
Okay. As the library show comes to a crashing halt, thanks to Glenn Spinks of the Hunterdon County Library. Lectures and song. We've been doing this every year, Jennifer, for guess how many years?
30 years.
Probably 20. 20 years. A series of musical portraits and anecdotes and song presented by singer, pianist, narrator Fred Miller. We have a three-program series this fall starting Wednesday, October 17th at the North County Branch Library. Each program is repeated at the North County Branch Library and the Hunterdon County Library. These are afternoon programs starting at 2 p.m. Fred Miller, like I said, has been doing this for 20 years. That was longer than Sinatra's run at the Sands, Jennifer. Fred Miller might have set a record for being a house musician here at the Hunterdon County Library. The first program is Wednesday, October 17th at the North County Branch Library, repeated on Thursday, October 18th at the Hunterdon County Library, Cantare, the Italian Presence, an American popular song. I'm sure we're going to hear some Dean Martin.
Well, that's his song.
Who else is... Eddie Fisher, who else is an Italian singer? Should have Marino Frizzetti, an Italian tenor that's visited the Hunterdon County Library. Somebody asked for him last night, actually.
These are okay, but could you bring back?
All these programs are free and open to the public. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library sponsored the Fred Miller programs with a generous donation. We thank them for that. We move on to November. Fred will be singing and talking about Cole Porter, the ultimate sophisticat. Sophisticate? How do you say that word?
Sophisticate.
Sophisticate of American popular song, November 14th and November 15th. And then they wrap it all up on Wednesday, December 5th and Thursday, December 6th with an American Christmas, the annual tradition at the Hunterdon County Library. Singing the holidays, Fred hands out lyric sheets. Fred tells some anecdotes about some popular holiday songs, and then there's a mammoth sing-along. And if you're not in the Christmas mood after that, we can't help you. The Hunterdon County Library, FYI, is the place to be around Christmas time. Not only do we have Fred Miller with his American Christmas, we have Eric Mattel with his holiday jazz concert. We have the Hunterdon Harmonizers with their annual Christmas show. The Hunterdon Fiddle Club will be visiting us again with the holiday show. We have a Santa Claus speaker. What is that one, Jennifer?
Santa Claus, St. Nick to Santa.
Yeah, so things about the legend of Santa Claus. We have our annual gingerbread competition, which may or may not be featuring a $200 first prize. Entry forms for that will be out shortly, so look for that either on our webpage, hclibrary.us, or at the county libraries. The annual HCL gingerbread competition prizes will be awarded with an ultimate grand prize, first prize, cash awards in each category, which includes families, community groups, individuals, kids, adults, students, all different things. It's a lot of fun. And then we'll have an award ceremony for that with refreshments. I'm forgetting a Christmas program. I know I am. Of course, North County Branch will have a couple of holiday programs. They have a wreath-making program. They'll have the City Winds Trio, I believe, doing their holiday concert. A lot going on around the holidays at the Hunterdon County. We really love the holidays at the Hunterdon County Library. And it shows. They have the library decorated for you. So if you're feeling a little blah over the holiday season, just stop in and we'll help you out. Very proud to do it. I'm a big fan of Christmas. I don't know if you've noticed, Jennifer.
Hadn't heard. But until then, on Tuesday, October 11th, at 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library, we're going to welcome back author John Markowski. He's the author of the recent released Seed, Grow, Love, Write, part self-memoir.
That sounds like they're pinching, Elizabeth Gilbert's book title.
Did I interrupt you?
Part no, but you're
welcome to. They just announced Elizabeth Gilbert has a new novel coming out in June.
Oh, yeah? Does she still live in Hunterdon County?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she moved.
She moved to the other side of Frenchtown.
Oh.
As far as I know, maybe she's moved
is
again.
That the name of her new? That sounds like a good name for a book, The Other Side of Frenchtown.
Part memoir, part self-help, and part hilarious jaunt through one man's life will leave the reader laughing and crying. He concludes each story chewing on something different. He's been blogging about gardening for over 7 years. He's an obsessive neurotic gardener. His first book, Perennials Through the Season, was published in 2017. So that's Thursday, October 11th at 7 p.m.
Did we have the signature program yet?
Yes.
Saturday. How did that go?
It went very well. Didn't I send you the numbers?
I wanted to hear how it went.
Oh, it went very well.
Any serial killers in the group?
Not that we know of.
Okay.
But the people really enjoyed it. And Terry was...
I don't think you sent me the numbers.
I did. It was 14.
Okay. Maybe you did.
I'll resend them.
Somebody's calling me from Turkey. I'm not kidding.
Who do you know in Turkey?
I don't know. The international code is 90. And Turkey's area code is 818. They don't have enough digits over there in Turkey.
They don't have many phones in Turkey.
Their area code is good, but then it's only five numbers after that. What's going on in Turkey?
All right. This show has just come to a screeching halt. So
fifth time.
You talked to
it's one
Turkey.
One of those fifth holes. Is it time for a commercial?
It almost is. So you deal with Turkey. We'll do the commercials, and then we'll come back and talk about some more programs. And I have a Robert Frost poem for you.
Nice.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will be in 15 minutes. What did you just tell me about? Can you announce it yet?
I don't think so.
Okay. On Thursday, October 11th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, our old friend Jack McDade will be back to perform Past to Present with pianist, vocalist Rick Charwin. You'll hear songs from the 1930s to the present composers like Elton John, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Harry Chapin, Jerome Kern, The Beatles, Don Costa, and Sammy Kahn, and Jimmy Van Heusen. Songs made famous by singers from Frank Sinatra to Paul McCartney. There will also be appearances by Jamie and Nancy DeJesus singing duets, and a cameo appearance by the incomparable cabaret singer AJ. And as always, Jack, who was Dick Clark's first musical guest on American Bandstand, comedy is an added attraction. So that's Thursday, October 11th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
I mean, Jack's been performing at the Hunterdon County Library. That's been a long time, too.
It is. On Saturday, October 13th at the North County Branch Library, there will be a Jin Shin Jitsu class at 9:30. And then at 11 p.m., there will be Tai Chi followed with Tom Tague of Skylands Energy Art. So that begins at 9:30 on Saturday, October 13th.
If I was named Tom Tague, I would insist on by going by Thomas. Tom Tague just sounds weird. That'd be Thomas Tague.
Well, I don't know.
Tommy Tague. No, not even Tommy Tague.
Were you ever anything but Jim Thatch?
Tommy Tague sounds like a game you played at on the playground in elementary school.
On Tuesday, October 16th at 7 o'clock at the headquarters library, we will be welcoming back Jim Wade to discuss the autumn activities of the Native Americans, specifically Lenny Lenape of Central New Jersey. He will discuss their way of life during the autumn seasons.
I want to hear all about the walking purchase.
Fall hunting, gathering, and religious ceremonies.
And special the walking purchase.
Emphasis will be placed, you're going to be walking, will be placed on the Lenny Lenape Delaware Indians Thanksgiving, known as the Big House.
Is that how
ceremony.
You pronounce it? There's so many ways for Lenai, Lenape. What is the correct pronunciation of the Native Americans that lived in New Jersey before they got walking purchased right out?
I don't know.
I don't know, unless there's different, because they probably, there's no one around that remembers how it's pronounced. What does Lenai Lenape translate to?
On Monday morning, everyone...
That's another good trivia question. Can you look that one up for
on
me?
On Monday morning...
We don't care about the knitting club.
The knitters meet every Monday from 10 to 11:30 on the lower level at the headquarters library. And they are beginning to gear up for their annual Knitters Unite, where all the knitters... We ask the knitters in Hunterdon County to knit hats or scarves...
That's very important
for our
program.
Local community,
I take
and then
back
they are
what
delivered to the people who need. We've delivered them to the food pantry, to the veterans home up in Glen Gardner.
That is a very important program. We've been doing this for several years now. Cheryl Grotrian spearheads this for us, and we get so many. Hats and scarves and socks and mittens, everything. We hang them up around the library when we get them in, and then we cart them off to, where did we take them again?
We've taken them to the food pantry. We've taken them to the veterans home.
So it's a very important thing, too. So we'll have more news for that when that starts.
Okay. Lenny Lenape comes from their autonym, Lenny, which means genuine, pure, real, or original, and Lenape meaning Indian or man.
That's it.
Sorry.
I thought it was going to mean crouching beaver or something.
No, sorry. Sorry to disappoint you, Jim.
Okay. Are you taking us home here, Jennifer? And I'll just kind of just interject here and there. How does that sound for a good ending to the program?
Yeah. On Thursday, October 18th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, psychic Jane Doherty will be there for ghosts, spirit, communication, and more. Oh my. I didn't really read that well, did I?
You're not selling it.
She will share some of her experiences encountering ghosts and communicating with the dead. She will present an overview of the other side and how spirits try to communicate with you. The program will include demonstrations of spirit communication and predictions. Jane Doherty was named one of the top 20 psychics. She starred in the TV show Dead Tenants, has appeared on Amy. She can see the possessed with Chris Atkins. This is why I don't have TV. And performed at the Times Square Theater off-Broadway in her own show.
Well, it's Halloween time, Jennifer.
I know.
What are your favorite Halloween shows or movies or anything? Nothing?
I like The Great Pumpkin.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that one. Anything else? Have you ever seen any other Halloween?
I've seen Sleepy Hollow, but I find it very scary.
Which one?
The cartoon.
The Bing Crosby one? That's classic.
I know, but I think it's very scary.
A classic.
I'm not really into being scared. I can do that myself.
Just gather round and I'll elucidate what goes on outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees, they get together for their nightly jamboree. There are things with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some are fat, and some are thin, and some don't even wear their skin. Oh, brother, I'm telling you, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on Halloween night.
Very nice. Is that turkey calling again?
No, it's Branchburg.
Well, you talked about the October concerts in December. We also have two in November.
We do.
Wednesday.
What
November
are they,
7th.
Jennifer?
Wednesday, November 7th, we have The Healing Power of Music with Matthias Wind.
Matthias, I still don't know how to pronounce his first
well,
name.
Tell us
cool
little,
name, though. I'd love to be named Matthias Wind.
But not Tom Tyke.
No.
So tell us a little bit about Matthias Wind.
I don't know. It's Healy Perry. Actually, does a lot of he does a lot of good work, social work with I believe with battered women's shelters, and he has some kids albums too. So he's a very popular musician that's been around Hunterdon County for a long time, and he wants to do a program for children. But we've had him doing this one first. We'll see how it goes. I think it's going to go very well. What's our other November program?
It is Jazz and Swing with Groove and Easy.
Gotcha. So we have a little big band music coming at you a little right before Thanksgiving. What's the date of that one, Jennifer?
That is November 14th, the week later at 7 p.m., because the following week is Thanksgiving Eve.
It is. What are your plans for Thanksgiving this year?
I'm still working on my birthday. So you're going to Vermont, aren't you?
I'm going to Vermont for the first time ever for Thanksgiving. See how that works out. So, yes, we have two concerts a month at the Hunterdon County Library in the winter, fall, and spring. And in the summer, of course, we have our popular outdoor concert series. So a lot of music. We thank the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission for grants and donations to help us bring this music to you. Jennifer also books a lot of speakers and authors on a myriad of topics.
I need to find 10 minutes to start.
And the North County Branch Library also has a full set of programs. The South County Branch in their new location, Jennifer, will they have room to do programs?
I'm not going to have room for much.
No?
We've left an empty space.
Really? How big of a space? Not enough?
You probably fit a dozen folding chairs. Which, by the way, you asked me a couple weeks ago where the folding chairs were.
I saw them.
They were at South County.
Oh, they were?
Mm-hmm.
Did they come back?
Yeah, they're back, the blue ones.
They're out in the hallway, aren't they?
Yes. And there's also chairs. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library arranged to have some chairs donated to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still in the shipping room.
Okay.
So we need to get all them together.
We do, but we don't have room in that closet.
We have a program at the North County Branch Library called...
Okay, Jennifer, we have 2 minutes left.
I'm going to talk about...
Really, I want a grand finale.
I'm going to talk about Reading Buddies at the North County
Branch
Library.
That's the grand finale?
What do you want?
Reading Buddies? Go ahead.
It's a 6-week program that gives older students and beginning readers a chance to share the fun of reading. Little and big Reading Buddies are paired and meet 30 minutes per week for a 6-week session. Each session includes buddy reading and a literacy-related activity such as a game or craft. Parents or guardians of the little buddy must stay in the library. Little buddies are entering grades 1 to 4. Big buddies are entering grades 5 through 12. And it is 345 to 4.
Is this anything we're trying?
Yes, this is the second time we've had this.
Okay, how did it go the
and
first time?
It must have gone very well because we're having it again.
Like how long ago did we have it the first time?
In the summer.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Got new exhibits also at the Hunterdon County Library. The Delaware Valley Bead Society, Jennifer, has their display of handmade jewelry in the lobby cases. I think you can check that out. It's very impressive. Besides the photo show, what's going on at the North County Branch Library in October? Click on that palette.
Here.
My gosh. It couldn't have been any more obvious.
In the display cases, the collection of Kathleen Palmer and Studio 7 Fine Art Group. I don't know what that is. The art show is five artists, differing visions, differing styles.
That's what we got?
Kind of vague.
You can't click on that for more information?
Nope.
How much time do we have?
1 minute.
I got you covered, Jennifer.
You got me covered, Jim?
Five artists, differing visions, differing styles. One eclectic exhibit reveals the wide range of talent in our county. Charles Miller of Ringo's, digital artist and image manipulator, is known for his floral images and abstract art. Photographer Ken Curtis of Lebanon, Jennifer, travels extensively to find subjects in wildlife, landscapes, architecture, animals, and flowers. Teresa Hood, now busy in Pennsylvania with her lavender farm and photography studio, is best known for still lives reminiscent of the old masters, but also creates abstract and impressionistic works. Fred Apollian, a member of the Hunterdon County Camera Club, finds inspiration in his travels for subjects like wildlife, waterfalls, exotic scenes, and people. And then finally, Ray Yaros, who used to be the judge of our photo show way back when, travels between his Lebanon home and Peters Valley School of Crafts, creates both film and digital photography, and often prints pieces in large format on silver gelatin paper. That's five artists, differing visions, differing styles at the North County Branch Library.
In October. And that's the library show. We will save Robert Frost for 2 weeks. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the past few hours, U.S. senators have been poring over the FBI report on its investigation of sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Most Republicans say they found the report very thorough, saying it uncovered nothing of concern. However, Democrats, like Senator Dianne Feinstein, see it differently. She called the investigation
very limited, and it will be interesting after all of the members have an opportunity to read the documents, and we have an opportunity in public to discuss our conclusions.
Republican leaders want to vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation tomorrow or Saturday. Florence, South Carolina police say the man who opened fire on officers yesterday, killing one and wounding six, is 74-year-old Fred Hopkins, who's now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909.